Good morning. It's the 18th of December. Our middle reading for today is Haggai chapters 1 and 2. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter's book, Prophets After the Exile, and these are his comments on chapter 1 of Haggai. I read, "There is reproof. They had not neglected their own buildings, but they ignored God's house. This was wrong, and revealed a spirit altogether opposite to that shown by David, when he felt the incongruity of his dwelling in sealed houses, while God dwelt in a tabernacle. Although David was not permitted to build the house of God, yet he was told that it was well, that it was in his heart so to do. Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste?" the prophet asked. God called upon them, "Consider your ways. Set your heart upon," is the margin rendering, implying an earnest searching of their lives. But not only their ways must they consider. The effect of their conduct was before them to be considered also. "Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to be put in a bag with holes." The failure of crops had been continuous during the period they had been neglectful of the service of God, and with the failure had been impoverished health and a general decline in well-being. The prophet repeats the counsel to consider their ways, and urges the steps that will make them well-pleasing to God. He calls for action. They must get the timber and build God's house, and God would be glorified. He then continues his expostulation for their neglect of God's house and emphasizes the reason for their distress. They, perhaps, attributed their failures to natural causes, a succession of bad seasons of unfavorable weather. But God can control all weather, bringing rain or drought as may be required. The law promised rain and fruitfulness for obedience. Drought and bad harvests were the appointed curses for disobedience. The people, therefore, might well have sought the reason for their troubles in their own disregard of God. The message of the prophet was received. He was the voice of the Lord in their midst, and they feared the Lord. They drew near to God in obedience, and God was found of them. An immediate response was given in a further message. "I am with you," saith the Lord. The presence of the Lord was not manifest in any miraculous display of power, but in the earnest prosecution of the work by governor, high priest, and people. They were conscious of an access of enthusiasm and energy for the task before them, but the inspired penman lifts the veil to show the divine cooperation. "The Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the 24th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius the king." It is an interesting illustration of the ways of providence, and not without its lessons for those who, in these last days, are labouring in the building of the spiritual house of God. Thank you for listening.